4 HKX, mobile. Afternoon, Dave.
What's going on?
Making my way home, finally.
How are you? What'd you work?
The business meeting this morning, and then my wife and I have been running errands and shopping the rest of the day.
Yeah, we're just coming back in the Greer here from Pendleton.
Something else going on with your radio?
Nothing.
Roger that.
Is that a little bit better?
Yeah, it was just a lot of background noise. I didn't know if you had a different radio or what was going on.
No, sir, just the window open. Hey, Dave, join the conversation.
KO4HKX here.
Patrick, Dave, good to hear the both of you. Carry on, and I'll jump in occasionally.
So, Dave, you've been out and got all your work done today?
Oh, yeah, got the work done, and we hit Zaxby's out there in Pendleton because the missus and I were both starving, and now we're just heading home to West and we wax. Go ahead there, Dave, NXY.
Went up to Pickens this morning. There's a store up there that sells honey and coffee. That's their two specialties anyway. The wife bought a couple of gallons of honey, one for her and one for her sister. And then we came on back to the house and been messing around here the rest of the day.
I know the honey store you went to. We go there too. Patrick?
Yet. So I'm going to have to find it, I guess.
The honey store, they sell the raw honey. We bring our jars back and we get them filled up all the time.
You was telling me about that place last week.
It's hard to find. You just go through easily and in the Pickens, and it's right there on the right. You know, kind of as you get into town.
I need to go out that way anyway for another reason, so maybe I'll stop by then.
Yeah, that raw honey is good. They have it in big vats, and when we empty out our jars, we'll bring them back and they refill them. It's a heck of a lot cheaper than buying a new jar all the time.
I'm going to have to bow out for a few minutes. I done, got some liniment in my eye. Gonna have to do something about it. It's kind of burning pretty bad. It was a silly thing to do. But anyway, I'll carry on. KF4NXY.
Good to hear you this afternoon. Yeah, go get that washed out.
Okay. Have a good afternoon. KB2HXS. And over to you, Patrick.
Rest and relax tomorrow, or you got plans tomorrow too?
I'm gonna help the Chillins move their the rollaway toolbox. It's another brand. I'm sorry, it's not the brand that you sell. It's another brand. Got to get it over to my house.
Do that. No worries. Won't hold it against you this time.
Brand that begins with S, and it's not Craftsman.
One of the better ones.
My Snap-on box I've had forever. My God, I bought it back in the early 80s, and it's still holding strong.
Difference in buying a quality one and some of the cheaper ones. If you're going to use it every day, like a mechanic would, where you're in and out of it, you know, 100 times a day, those other ones, they just don't hold up for a lifetime like that.
No. I used to get those little things of lithium, not lithium, but it's like a white grease. I used to get when I used to work at Grumman, lubricant plate. That's what it was called. And you take a little acid brush and you know you brush the rails once in a while on the drawers and like a little pint can of it. I still got it.
Be careful not to use one that attracts dust. If you do, then you gotta spray it out and clean them, or it'll get in there and get gummy.
I haven't done that in a long while. I don't really use my toolbox that much. You know, I keep my big stuff in there, and I mean, heck, my toolbox now has got a zipper on it. Open it up and get to my hand tools.
Tools on it.
More tools than me.
Making money out of an empty wagon, so gotta have something.
True. That's true. Anyway, Patrick, we're just about to the house. We're just up on Taylor's Road here. We're gonna be at the house in about 2 minutes. You have a good afternoon. We will catch you Monday.
Good to Mrs. Have a good weekend and enjoy what's left of it. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring 73.
All right, Patrick, have a good weekend. KB2HXS 73.
VWA, mobile.
I guess I'll key to Mike and say, hello, Steve, KB2HXS.
You were about home. That's why I didn't chime in with you guys. Kind of give you a chance to get on home. I didn't want to hold you up. But I will ask you a quick question. When you got a wire that you want to mount along the surface of a cabinet and need to have those little peel-offs, and you stick it and it's got that little clip that holds the wire in place as it comes down the side of a cabinet, they're plastic. Do you know where I can put my hands on some of those?
I think the big box stores has them in their little electrical section, where they have all the tie wraps and stuff. I think they got them there.
Experience with those, the plastic part is okay, but you got to put some kind of stick them on the back to make it stay. That stuff, it never stays. I guess I could do that. So you think they got them?
Be in there for a minute.
I did. I was going to say they're also right there where your Cat 5 cable and all that stuff is at in the big box store.
That's good to know, fellas. I appreciate that. How you doing, Patrick? And do they have the real small ones?
Last time I looked, they did. KO4HK.
Have to ride down there and see what they got. I'll put some kind of stick 'em on them that'll make them actually stick.
Well, guys, I'm in the driveway. I'll catch you guys later. 73, KAB2HXS.
Weekend, buddy. Take it easy this evening. Kick back and just zero out. Have a good weekend. Patrick, so where are you today? You're not working today, are you?
This morning we had a business meeting, so up till about lunchtime.
Okay. Well, so you're back home now, though, aren't you? It's running 6 days a week now, I tell you what. Well, all work and no play, just remember that.
Look like Steve.
Pretty much. And I'll tell you what. I thought retirement was all about walking around seeing if you can find something to do. Well, let me tell you. I ain't worked so hard in my whole life.
From what I hear, everybody else plans your day if you're not careful.
Plan, somebody will have a plan for you.
I'm sure with you that's a good thing, because ain't no telling what kind of trouble you'd get in if you left your own self.
There's not much chance of that. My wife went ahead and retired about a year ago, and every time I turn around, she's got something else that she wants to do around the house. And since the first of the year, I've put up a 10x14 pergola. I've repainted the back deck and the porch underneath it. And I've still got to repaint the front porch. And let's see. Got out there today, and she cut about 2 acres, and I cut 4 acres. So we got all the grass cut. I tell you what, it's just a constant running thing, man. And my wife is sitting here holding 2 fingers out, rubbing them together with the world's smallest violin.
That mine, right?
Love, you can have a lap on me on that one, and I'll just sit here and smell bad from where I've sweated so much for you.
Fix that, too.
big stick back here in the closet that I used to use as a walking stick. I'm afraid she's going to get it out and start wailing away. Up the mountain now?
I just passed through Traveler's Rest.
Good. Well, that's making for a long day, but hopefully it was productive. And I'll let you cruise on up through there in some peace and quiet. And just be safe. Don't run over anybody. And hopefully nobody will run into you again. anyhow, have a good weekend. KN4VWA. I'm clear after your final, bud.
Steve, you have a good weekend. Also, you and the missus. And good to talk to you again today. KO4HKX. Mobile.